are listening to the OneOfUs.net podcast network.
One of Us is a podcast and video network funded all but entirely by donations and subscriptions. We do accept pitches for audio-based or banner ads, but on a case-by-case basis. If you are interested in that, contact us at oneofusnet@gmail.com. With the amount of audio and video content we generate, it is expensive and extremely time-consuming to keep things running. Please go to the webpage oneofus.net and sign up for a subscription at $2, $5, $10, or $25 and get a ton of bonus content. One of Us needs and appreciates all your support.
After high school comes college, and after college comes wanting to go back to college? Not quite, and not literally, not in this movie, but she does revisit her old town when called upon by a professor. It says, come back to your alma mater. Ooh, terrible accent. Jillian Jacobs stars in I Used to Go Here, playing Kate, returning to her alma mater as a successful writer to give all the little budding futures of the script and the page some life advice. Maybe get a little bit of life advice of her own. With me to talk about this is my boy Adrian.
Hey, hey, back again.
And is that sunshine breaking through the window? No, that's a different kind of ray. Ray!
Hello.
And we'll be talking about I Used to Go Here, coming up on demand to watch. That's Jillian Jacobs as Kate. Adrian, why don't you tell us about Kate and all these crazy, quirky characters and how you felt about the film?
So, Kate herself played by... Did we decide if it was Jillian or Gillian?
Jillian.
I believe it's Jillian.
Yeah. Kate played by Jillian Jacobs. Like we mentioned, she is a writer. She just kind of made her first big book. And it's not going the way that she thinks it's going. To the point where she decides to take an invitation from an old professor of hers to, like we stated, give a pep talk. And from there, it goes into... I was kind of fearing that this would fall into that category of what I call, like, NPR comedians. And usually it circles, like, Gillian Jacobs and the team behind Easy on Netflix and all that kind of stuff, where it falls into this, like, safe but kind of edgy, kind of funny, kind of not type humor. This didn't really go that way. I thought this was really, really fresh. What ends up happening is she ends up kind of hanging out with these roommates who are part of the college, who are all living in the house that she used to live in as a kid, and they're becoming fast friends, and all that stuff is just so delightful and genuinely funny. And it's a good comedy while also having a message that I don't think is often talked about. And I'm glad that this movie's doing it, because it's something that definitely should be brought up. There's something about relationships when you have when you kind of have power over someone, that's not cool. And I like that this movie goes into that.
No, that's a very good point. I don't think I noticed that. Why didn't I notice that? Ray, how did you feel about
the
character's journey? And
Yeah, I mean, I guess I'm with Adrian on this one. I went into this thinking that it was going to be one thing, and I was delighted that it was another thing. And even to the point where, and this comes, you know, well into the film, but there's a point at which this group hatches a plan to get some evidence for something they think is going on. And I'm sitting there going, oh God, this is a really, really bad idea. Don't do this. Don't do this. And movie, don't go here. Don't go there. And then they do it. And it just turns out to be one of the most delightful and fun parts of the movie. And then, yes, goes into some other serious points. This was not the movie I expected, and I was pleasantly surprised that this was not the movie I expected. I enjoyed the performances, and there's a couple of really quirky performances in here that are nice. And I think it also had something to say about those times when you, you know, you maybe think you're grown up and then you realize you're not. And you hopefully learn something from that. I really enjoyed this film.
This could have gone the way of those movies about adults who are just kind of still naive children. This could have gone the way of a man baby Will Ferrell movie, which would have been horrendous. but the difference with this is that you actually care about the main character. You kind of feel bad that she's in the position that she's in, and you realize, you know what, the reason that she's like this, maybe it's not even her fault. Maybe it's the people around her that have kind of manipulated her without her realizing that. And I thought that was really cool. This is something that I would even consider kind of bold in regards to making a comedy, because it's serious subject matter while still being something that's like genuinely silly. In the last act, there is a side plot. I won't say anything, but I don't know if there's a joke this year that's going to top the sequence that was near the end of this film. It's a really funny startup, and it's an even better payoff. And that alone is enough for me to like recommend this to people. I want people to see this. I was delightfully surprised. And just to quickly reiterate what I meant by NPR comedians, Kate Micucci is in this, so if that means anything to you, that should explain it.
Yeah, I think she's great and has a cameo in this, and she's great as the cameo as well. I want to talk about Jillian Jacobs here for a minute, and Kate mostly. What I loved about this, I know King of Staten Island just came out, and I too was worried that it would be more or less, I just don't know how to grow up. And that's something that I think everybody can relate to. What does being a grown-up feel like? Is everyone else just pretending? Because I am, and I feel like if people find out I'm just pretending, my whole world will fall apart. And I think Jillian Jacobs destroys, in a positive way, that concept. I've never seen someone so adult and mature portray the nuance of, I don't know if my life is together. I don't know if I'm upset about that. I don't know if I should be upset about that or not. And it's just fantastic to behold. And the chemistry she has with every scene partner is something that also kind of took me aback. Like, I think this is the first thing I've really watched with her in it. And by the end of it, it's like, where has Hollywood been hiding this leading lady?
Well,
your opinion on that. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Thank you. Two things. I mean, the other thing I liked about that is that even if you are an adult, you have to be the adult that every other adult tells you you have to be. In other words, do you have to match your mm-hmm. friends? Exactly. Do you have to take their life path? Do you have to get married when everybody else gets married? Do you have to have kids when everybody else has kids? Is that what being adult is? And I like the way they played with that as well. And you're right. I think that, you know, Jillian Jacobs is cute. I think she's fabulous. I think she's nuanced. I mean, really, the only thing I had really seen her in before this was Community. If you watched, you know, that when it was on.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, that's really the only thing I'd ever seen her in before this. And I would, you know, definitely after this, not that I didn't want to after Community, but I definitely after this want to see her in more things. And I also really liked, you know, Hannah Marks as April a lot, and wonder where she's been and if she'll get more work after this. So there are a couple other great characters in this that I hope these actors that haven't had a lot of work up till now maybe get more work after people see this. And I hope they see this.
Yeah. One thing I liked about the actors that they chose is that I mean, I'm sure I've seen some of these people. I know I've seen Hannah Marks in something, and I think mostly TV. But because I wasn't really well aware with them, they had this genuineness behind them that they felt like real people. And to add on to the praise of Gillian Jacobs, yeah, she really is fantastic in this. She elevates this a little bit higher than your usual comedy lead, and I think that's just based off how charming she is throughout the movie. In a way, she kind of made me think of like the new kind of Bill Murray. Like, she's just oozing charm, and she's everybody's friend, and it makes total sense.
As I said earlier, agree completely. Also on Hannah Marks, the last thing I saw her in was Dirk Gently.
Oh, yeah.
Which was a fun first season, but I don't know if it continued or if it got canceled or what became of it.
It had two seasons, I believe, before it got canceled. I'm pretty sure it was two whole seasons. Yeah, there were 18 episodes total, and that was over two seasons, and then it just got canceled. But yeah, I think that show, especially the first season, that show is underrated, and more people should have seen that too.
Yeah, a lot of fun. From the brain of Douglas Adams, I believe, wrote the original. I hope so.
Yes.
Call me out in the comments if I'm wrong, everybody.
That's correct.
Oh, great. I'm so smart. Now, I do want to touch on one thing I didn't understand at all. And I'm glad you two are here. And then we can go into our final thoughts. Kate, she's a writer. And she's surrounded by writers. And all these writers, they're so disappointed in their work. From the professor, played by the hilarious Jemaine Clement, plays David, to the friends that she just meets. One guy waxes poetic, I believe Hugo, played by Josh Wiggins, a very up-and-coming talent, that he keeps writing and maybe something will just be written forever or something. It was very philosophical. Sorry for butchering it. But my kids once asked me, draw a picture, Dad. Draw a picture of something we like. So I combined Peridot from Steven Universe with the pony design from My Little Pony. And an artist would look at that and be like, oh, okay, that's cute. To me, it was the best drawing ever. So I couldn't relate in any way to be disappointed in your own work. I'm so confused, you guys. Are you writers? Did that hook you, or was that just as confused?
I mean, I think it was more so she was disappointed in the reaction that she got from the work. That mm-hmm. she kind of thought that she made the next great American novel, it seems, because somebody made the mistake of kind of telling her that without waiting for the numbers to come in. So I understand how you could be disappointed in that if you think this is something great and someone sees it and actually says, you know what, this kind of sucks. I haven't written anything, but I've definitely had different little projects before where I thought, yeah, this is pretty good, until someone who's not me looks at it. I understand. I understood where she was coming from. I think you, at some point, the movie... It kind of shows that she's going to get there. She'll get to the point where she's really proud of her work.
And I thought I could see that too. I'm not necessarily a writer, but the fact is that I think she thought she wrote this great novel, and then you're right, it didn't get the reaction they wanted. But I think that also once she sees that, and once she goes back and she looks at other writers and she's around these younger people who, you know, have varying opinions of their own work, I think she realizes that maybe this, you know, even though she should be proud of herself for writing the book and getting it published, this is not necessarily maybe the great American novel and the pinnacle, but that she has more in her and she will be able next time maybe to, you know, she's just going to keep getting better. I kind of got that sense of it too. And I think that that's another great thing about this film, is that even though you don't see this character necessarily grow by leaps and bounds, and you see this profound, you know, epiphany at the end, I think the fact is that you see her grow. And that's really cool.
Yeah, absolutely. She does have a character arc. It's not a typical character arc.
Not at all.
And it kind of invites all of us to realize no one's really a grown up. People are just kind of sad and lonely if they stop growing at all. And that's a pretty awesome message. Well, if that is, in fact, the message, you know how these quirky indie films are. There's a lot to take out of them. So I think what you're both saying in the long run here is, I should never show anyone but my own kids that Peridot pony I drew.
Oh, no. Show us, please. I would like to see it. I really would. You know, you're drawing. That's the thing. Whether you consider yourself an artist or not, you're doing something. You're doing it. Put it out there.
Yeah. Make it the thumbnail for this review.
I think that's always good.
There you go.
Now, I was waiting for someone to say that. Well, you know, work is work. And I've lived that motto for like 20 years. So I think I was struggling with the creative process that a lot of these writers go through. Like, I could see myself in class writing down a sentence and being like, it's amazing. I'm the next Hemingway. And the professor would be like, you're not. And then I'd say, well, work is work. Oh, hey, I'm one of the boring dead people inside now. Ugh, that's too bad. Anyways, Adrian, let's go into your final thoughts for I Used to Go Here.
I really dug this. I think this is one of the better comedies I've seen this year. And for me, that means a lot because I haven't really been jiving with comedies recently. So for something to not only go over my expectations, but to be a little bit more than, I mean, just shy of really, really great. This is a really, really, really good movie. And I want people to check it out. I want people to see this. And I hope it gets traction. Everybody does a great job. And, you know, something we haven't mentioned, but there is a character in here named Tall Brandon. And that's almost a 5 out of 5 just on its own. Go check this out. I give this 4.5 Tall Brandons out of 5.
All right. And Ray.
I think I've said most of what I want to say about this film, except that I do want to reiterate what you just said. I want people to find this film because this film is more than I expected. This film is more than I thought it should have been. And it's a good comedy and it makes you think at the same time. I enjoyed the actors. And yes, Tall Brandon. Oh, I'm in love with Tall Brandon. But I just hope people see this film. Go out there, find it, watch it. That's what I want people to do. And I am going to give it 9 novels that may not win the Pulitzer Prize.
Excellent. So, into my final thoughts, I do want to say this was written and directed by Chris Ray. Also wrote and direct 2015's Unexpected, which was a favorite of mine way back when. It was that 5 years ago. So much like our main protagonist, I think there's a lot more great stories to come from this creative team. Jillian Jacobs especially. Another thing I wanted to touch on. She desires friendship and companionship without coming across as desperate, needy, and lonely. There's not a scene where she's like, I'm alone and that's why I should be with someone. No, it's because we're human beings and human beings love attention, whether it's extroverted or introverted. And I think that's really cool. I like that her friends, older friends that she graduated with, are taking different life paths. Zoe Chow playing Laura, and they still connect even though they're living two different lives. Two different journeys, as you said earlier, Ray. That's really cool, and not enough films touch on that. It's like things either begin or end, and this shows that life is more of a tapestry of events, not a straight path. Very cool. I was so confused by the whole writing aspect of it, but it's got me talking, as you noticed, and I love when films got me talking, especially about themes such as the creative process or what is a life work? Do you need a life work in your 30s? I bet a lot of people's parents out there insist that you do, so watch out for that one. I'm going to give this 8 mossy rocks with 10 occupants. So y'all remember your college days? Good memories? Bad memories? Are you still in them?
Oh. For a little bit, I was in college.
For a little bit?
Now I'm a film critic.